world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
It's never too early to plan for an emergency, but it can instantly become too late. This week on Parents Are Hard to Raise, the 7 things you absolutely must know before it's too late. Plus, this week's survival tip is for women only.
Welcome to Parents Are Hard to Raise, helping families grow older together without losing their minds. I'm elder care expert Diane Berardi. I got a call on Friday from a daughter whose mom fell and broke her hip, and her mom was rushed into surgery, and all her siblings, everyone's trying to run around and trying to make decisions without mom's input. And you can't get mom's input now because she's out of it because of the surgery and the medications. So she can't weigh in on the decision or say what she wants. And of course, the siblings all have different ideas of what should go on, what should happen. So what do you do? Siblings, a lot of times you have opposites. You know, they say that the firstborn is one way, and the secondborn is always going to be opposite of the firstborn, especially if that's a middle child. And we won't talk about the youngest in that mix. But so everyone has different opinions, and I thought about it, and I think we kind of skip over this part of life's plan because your parents plan for their retirement. A lot of parents have their cemetery plot. You know, they might have even planned where they want to be buried, you know, they have their funeral. But we don't plan for this part maybe after retirement or this part of life where what happens if there's a health issue and that's going to affect, you know, mom or dad's independence, or how am I going to continue to live at home if something does happen? So this is a big place where we as children are caught off guard. So I wanted to touch on this a little bit because this is where it's important. We want to do what mom or dad want us to do, and we want to have their input, and we want this part to be figured out, and we want to abide by what they want. So the first thing I'm going to say is we need to have a list of our mom and dad's doctors and phone numbers. And I tell people, keep that list in your wallet as well, you know, for mom and dad. Also the pharmacy and the phone numbers. Does their pharmacy deliver? You know, these are simple things. Insurance information, their insurance card. A lot of course, parents are on Medicare. Do they have a secondary? What is that? List of medications, their dosages and frequency. That should also be carried in their wallet. Another thing, what hospital, if the choice can be made, do they want to go to? Because there are certain hospitals, you know, where mom and dad may live where they don't want to go. If you don't live in the area, you know, certain, who's going to take care of their pets if they were hospitalized? Who's going to get their mail, pay their bills? Who is going to go to the, if their pharmacy doesn't deliver, their pharmacy can't deliver if, you know, no one's home. I mean, certain medications can be left on their doorstep, but certain medications have to be signed for. Who's going to cut their lawn? Who's going to remove their snow? These are just certain things that, especially if you don't live in the area, these things have to be set up, and these are things we don't really think about. What if your doctor says, For instance, mom here, she fell, broke her hip, has surgery. She's definitely going to have to go for rehab. She's definitely going to need physical therapy. And remember, for each day a person is hospitalized, it may take 2 to 3 days to recover for 1 day of hospitalization. And with the elderly, it may take longer because they have other medical problems that are aggravating, you know, whatever episode they're in right now. So typically, especially a broken hip, mom is going to need physical therapy. And you definitely, definitely need physical therapy. That's going to help them get stronger and recover faster. Mom's doctor, and if she saw a physical therapist in the hospital, are going to determine the best place for that physical therapy. Is it going to be outpatient physical therapy? That's where you go to, you know, a physical therapist's office, a physical therapy center. You have to get there. You have to get to physical therapy. You have to be able to be strong enough to go. In this instance, mom isn't going to go to outpatient physical therapy. But they have, you know, the bigger equipment. Also, does Medicare cover that? You know, these are things you're going to need to know. Is mom going to get physical therapy in her home? Now, typically, by insurance standards, mom is considered homebound. So that's where home physical therapy can be had. The physical therapist comes to your home and brings, you know, smaller equipment. And that's typically, mom can't travel for physical therapy. Are you going to go for inpatient physical therapy? Now, inpatient physical therapy is either going to be had in an acute rehab facility or a subacute rehab facility. Where you're going to go, the doctor is going to determine that, because he or she is going to send you by how long you're going to be able to tolerate doing that therapy. Now, an acute rehab facility, that's a hospital specializing in rehab. Now, the therapy is more intense. You have to be strong enough to qualify, because that therapy is daily. There are typically 1 hour sessions for 3 to 5 hours a day in total. Now, because of Medicare and Medicaid requirements that are pretty stringent, a lot of people do not qualify anymore for acute rehab, you know, for an acute rehab facility. And you might remember me talking about Dottie. She went to Health South, which a lot of people in different states are familiar with, Health South. Now, that is an acute rehab facility where she got that intense rehabilitation after a stroke. So, and she, you know, did very well there because she had intense physical therapy. She had those 1 hour sessions for 3 to 5 hours, numerous, you know, times a day. A subacute rehab facility is typically, you know, where people, where a doctor may send people today, or Medicare or Medicaid is going to cover. That's typically in a nursing home. Or if you've heard the term skilled nursing facility, same thing. It's a nursing home where you're going to have physical therapy daily, same thing, for an hour sessions, but usually it's going to be 1 to 3 hours a day. So you're going to go there if your doctor thinks that's all you can tolerate. And of course, Medicare, Medicaid, that may be the only place they're covering. And in these nursing homes, today, a lot of them have like a specific area for that short-term rehab care. But you want to know where mom and dad, you want mom and dad to pick a place where they're going to need to go. Let them pick, you know, because we don't know what kind, we want to do this before the injury happens. God forbid if there is an injury, or for some reason they need a rehab facility. So let them pick an acute one, let them pick a subacute one, maybe have a few choices. How do you do that? Well, your mom and dad may know in their area where their friends have gone. You know, they may know places, they may have gone to visit people in those. If you don't know and you're not sure, what I tell you to do, call, you go for a tour. You obviously can't just walk in and be wandering around the halls. They don't allow you to do that. So you want to go for a tour. Now, okay, on a tour, obviously they're gonna take you where they want you to see, of course. But what I want you to do, so you're gonna have to go probably back a few times. You want to talk to patients. You want to go in and you want to talk to patients, and you want to talk to families of those patients. You want to see what's going on. You want to talk to people there, because you're not gonna find out just from that tour if mom and dad is going to be comfortable there, or is that the particular place? Because I'm going to tell you, there's certain nursing homes you don't want to put mom and dad don't want to be in. So you want to know ahead of time. As Yogi Berra used to say, you can observe a lot by watching. So there you go. And that's true. So there's also, of course, Medicare.gov has nursing home compare. So you can go onto their website, and because if you're not familiar with any, you can put mom or dad zip code in there and you can start there. You know, there's going to be nursing homes there, but they're going to be comparing different things. You want to go in, you want to see the place, you want to get the feel of the place. And you want to do that before this crisis or incident happens. And that's important. Next, okay, mom, you know, mom had the hip fracture. She's going to go in, you know, for rehab. Then she's going to go home, and she still can't be independent. So will mom and dad accept a home care provider? Are they covered through Medicare, Medicaid, whatever insurance they have? You want to pick a home care provider before anything happens. You also want to have that lined up, you know, because there are so many differences in home care providers. So you want to get that lined up ahead of time. How do you find a good home care provider? Now, I talked to you about MedX. I do highly recommend MedX. I talked to you about that referral, word of mouth, evidence from a friend. You know, your doctor, a trusted professional, that's how you're going to find out. When mom and dad is in the hospital or in that rehab facility, there's a discharge planner. Now, if your mom's on Medicare or Medicare, they may be eligible for Medicare's home health benefit. You need to know what that is, because under Medicare, there is what they call a home health benefit. Now, that's based on specific requirements, but people don't know what that is. They get confused what it is, and sometimes discharge planners don't even mention it to you, or it's very confusing, and they may mention it to your parent who isn't understanding what it is. So in order for a provider to be covered by Medicare, the patient has to need skilled care, and the care must be provided by a Medicare certified agency. What does that mean? What is skilled care? Well, mom or dad coming home must need some service provided by a nurse or a physical therapist, an occupational therapist, a speech therapist, maybe a wound care. They have a wound care specialist, or a respiratory therapist. So they may need their, you know, medications managed. They may have a wound. They need physical therapy in the home. So that's number one. Mom who broke her hip, she's going to need physical therapy coming home. She may live alone. She may need a nurse to manage her medications. Now, a person who needs that skilled service may also qualify for personal care. What does that personal care mean? Personal care means they need help bathing and dressing, toileting. In New Jersey, for instance, that personal care comes by a certified home health aide. In New Jersey, our home health aides have to be licensed. They have to be certified by the state of New Jersey, which means they had to go through training. They have to have work through a skill, an approved provider, an approved home care agency who has a nurse on staff, a nurse who is managing those home health aides, etc. It may not be like that in other states. I don't believe it's as stringent as in other states. I don't believe they have to be licensed, but that is, you know, in New Jersey, what has to happen. Now, with Medicare, that person is typically going to get today maybe 2 hours twice a week of help. And maybe that's going to last for about 3 weeks. Now, that in that 2 hours, that first hour has to be personal care. That patient has to be assisted in bathing. The other hour can be whatever else they need, help with laundry, meal preparation, etc. So a lot of hospitals, you may be familiar, there's VNAs in your area. A lot of hospitals have these home health divisions. Now, what you want to find out from the discharge planner, what mom and dad want to find out, is that home care service, first of all, you know, are they in any way tied to a Medicare provider, or are they totally separate from that? That's the one you chose. That's the one you want to use. Now, typically a patient coming out of a rehab, that 2 hours a day, twice a week is not enough. You need a private service to supplement that. You need a private service. You typically are going to need that service every day. Because what's going to happen a lot of times, which I see all the time, you know, I have a client, her mom comes out of rehab. She keeps having mini strokes, and she's in her 90s. And what happens is she goes into the hospital, comes home, goes into a rehab for a period of time, does really well in the rehab. She comes out and she's moving. She's doing okay. But then she's only getting the Medicare assistance, where she's getting a home health aide and the nurse coming in, managing her meds. She's getting physical therapy in the home. But she's only getting 2 hours twice a week of a home health aide. So what's happening the rest of that day and the other days? She just sits because her daughter, who she lives with, has to go to work, of course. So she sets her up and she just sits. So she's not moving. She's not moving all that other time. So what happens? She just those 2 hours of doing some exercises with the home health aide, the home health aide's moving her, but after that she's just sitting, she's stiff, she starts to decline, she falls, and this happens over and over again. She just declines, and the daughter keeps saying, "I don't understand, she does so well in that rehab." Yes, because, you know, that Medicare, those 4 hours, those 2 hours twice a week, it's just kind of a little bit of a transition. And we want you to do that. We want you to get that physical therapy at home. But that's just getting you home. And that's just the start of it. You need that intense. If you get mom to get that intense help, it's going to help tremendously. And that's where it's not explained enough, I believe, in that discharge. You know, people don't even take the Medicare home health part. They don't understand it and they don't take it. And so this is where you need to know all this ahead of time, because you want mom to come out of that episode and know what's going on. You want her to be strong, but you want to know ahead of time what's going on. And there's United Hospital Fund, because they're researching, they're trying to figure out why patients are not taking the home health portion upon discharge. They're not accepting that help, and they can't figure out why. And then they're saying, why are patients refusing this home health benefit after a discharge? Because when they do, they're at a higher risk of being readmitted. As I told you with this particular client, her daughter, she keeps getting readmitted. They're, you know, because they find patients who accept this home health benefit report a better quality of life after a discharge, and they're at a lower risk of being readmitted. But why are patients likely to refuse this? Because they don't understand what that benefit is. And there's a whole report from United Hospital Fund entitled, "I Can Take Care of Myself." Patients are refusing the benefit. And what happens is, you know, as a family caregiver, you're having to do you're having to have to, you know, scurry and try to figure out what to do. And sometimes if you live in that area, you're having to do stuff without adequate training. You know, I say to people, just buying a shower chair for mom and putting it in the shower, that's only part of the piece. And you giving mom, you don't know what you're doing. And I have people saying to me, I don't want to be giving my mother a shower. And I don't know. What am I doing? Am I doing it, you know, in the right way? What am I doing? And yeah, so you need to know about this benefit. You know, a sizable percentage they're finding of people decline it. So they're trying to figure out, they don't know the process of how the hospital is saying, okay, I'm IDing this person for that home health benefit, that yes, they will qualify. And then how are these services being explained? You know, a lot of times people don't know there's a discharge planner, or, you know, a lot of elderly, they look to their doctor. Their doctor is God. They look to their doctor to explain things to them, or they'll listen to whatever their doctor says. But their doctors aren't getting involved in this. Their doctors, so this United Hospital Fund is saying the doctors have to be more, you know, more aware, and maybe the doctors have to be trained and explain these things to people. And they give this great example of a man who was 79 years of age and he was frail. He was admitted to the hospital for lung problems, COPD. And he also was a diabetic and he needed wound care. He had a leg infection. So he went into the hospital. They changed they changed his medications around. A nutritionist put him on a special diet because of the diabetes, and he was a Medicare beneficiary. And so he qualified for the home health benefit. He needed a nurse to lay out his medications. He needed a nurse for wound care. He needed a nurse to monitor his blood sugars. So he definitely qualified, and he was homebound. He was eligible. He didn't receive the home health benefit. Why? Well, he and his wife, wasn't consulted, it wasn't explained to her, his eligibility, number one. And number two, she has her own medical issues. They got home because they didn't, he said, no, my wife is going to do everything. And she had no clue he said this. And when they got home, they couldn't figure out which new medications replaced the old ones. And they didn't know how to treat his wound. So guess what? He's readmitted in 10 days. What happened? The discharge planner explained only to him about what he was entitled to. He immediately declined and said, I can take care of myself, which is typically what happens, and my wife can do everything else. I don't want strangers in my home. So it's documented. He didn't want the help, and we offered it to him. He refused. End of story. So there it is. So goes home. They can't take care of themselves. This is more than somebody coming in and, you know, doing your laundry. People don't understand. This is a whole comprehensive. It's a big deal. It's a big issue. And getting that home health benefit transitions you, but you do need the other care in conjunction with it, because you're only going to get that care for a few hours. You know, take that care initially. Your parents are going to be stronger if they get everything lined up and they combine that home health benefit with private care, and it gets them where they need to go. It gets them where they need to be. You're going to see they're going to do better if they have the proper care coming out of whatever happened, of that hospital, that rehab. So I want you to really understand that, because this is a big deal. There's a great organization also that if you don't understand what your parents are entitled to, you know, with Medicare, it's a national program. It offers free one-on-one counseling and assistance to people on Medicare. You can call a counselor and they'll help you understand what services, you know, your particular Medicare plan allows you, you know, plan A, B, C, you know, there's so many D, whatever. It also can tell you what other state programs are in your area. It's called SHIP, Senior Help Insurance Program. And you just go to their website. Their website is SHIP, S-H-I-P-T-A, center.org. And there's a phone number for, SHIP, office in every state. And it also, if your parent isn't on Medicare yet, you know, it can tell you when you can enroll, all the different parts of Medicare, so many different plans. It can help you pick a supplement. Those are all things that are important. What programs you might be eligible for. So that's a great organization, because Medicare is very, very confusing today. What's going on in the insurance industry is very, very confusing. Things change constantly. Medicaid is very confusing in your state. There's so many different things going on, so I want you to be prepared. This is that chapter in life that we're kind of missing. You know, it's kind of after the retirement, but there's a lot of things, and your parents may have already outlined all this, but I don't think so, because we kind of forget this part. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's in the news.
She's always been there for you. She taught you how to ride a bike, tie your shoes, make your bed, blow your nose. She nursed you through the chicken pox and that nasty stomach flu. She was there on your first day of kindergarten, just out of sight, peeking through the window, her heart breaking just a little. You were growing up so fast. She knew just what to do to make it all better when you skinned your knee, came home with bubble gum in your hair, and got your heart broken for the very first time. Now, she needs you, and you have no idea how to help. You're not alone. Since 1982, we've been helping people just like you find answers to the problems you're facing right at this moment. Life is so much more complex than it was when we were kids. The stresses you and I face today are greater than they ever were for our parents when they were our age. We're pulled in so many directions at once. There never seems to be enough hours in the day. And no matter how much you do or where you turn, it still feels like you're letting someone down. These are the kinds of problems that can tear families apart. The good news is, you're in the right place. There are solutions, and we'll help you find them. We are the men and women of MedX Home Care, and for over 35 years, we've been helping families just like yours grow older together.
What I have a story in the news about relates to what I was talking about, that Medicare home health benefit. Physicians have to certify a patient, have to assess the patient and certify them to receive that Medicare benefit. And so what's happening is there's talk, you know, that Medicare beneficiaries have to wait quite a while to be eligible to get that, for physicians to fill out the paperwork, et cetera, for them to qualify them for this home health benefit. So there's a bill before members of Congress that are trying to recognize advanced practice nurses. You know, those are that group of nurses, nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, certified nurse midwives, and nurse anesthetists. Excuse me, anesthetists. I can't say that word. You know what I mean. Those particular group of nurses are allowed to certify eligibility for nursing home care for patients, but they are not at this moment in time allowed to certify a patient for home health care services under Medicare benefits. So this, everyone is complaining, is saying this is taking so long for people to be eligible. So this, there's a bill, the Home Health Care Planning Improvement Act, which is before Congress right now. So that was just a timely item in the news because we were just talking about that. And then you know that I am in New Jersey, and this is a bit of New Jersey news that I just have to get off my chest because this is kind of crazy. Our state, our Attorney General and our Division of Consumer Affairs thinks this is a great thing now that New Jersey can now monitor how your loved ones are treated in nursing homes and other institution facilities with these hidden cameras provided by the state. They're free, provided by the state. Previously, you could borrow these, what they're called, safe care cams for use anywhere. But in private homes, you were able to use them in private homes. You weren't allowed to use them anywhere else. But now they're allowing you to use them if your parent is in a nursing home. So if you suspect abuse. So I'm like, oh my God, if you suspect that your parent is being abused in a nursing home, you get your parent out of that home. This is, are you kidding me? This gets me so crazy. This program was launched last December, you know, so you would call the state and they would give you this monitor for free. And that was, you were allowed to do that in your own home. Okay, so because you're thinking a caregiver might be abusing my mother. Where did this caregiver come from? Did you hire a caregiver off the street and then you think she's abusing your mother? So we're going to put a hidden camera in your home to catch. Oh my God, you do not hire a caregiver off the street. And if you need a camera, something is wrong. And if you need this camera in a nursing home, in an institution, something is definitely wrong. But the state feels good about this, that they're doing something about this. They're handling this problem all wrong. And we've been, you know, I've been trying to fight this forever. You don't hire people off the street. That's why I'm saying to you, if your parent has to go into a nursing home for anything, you want to talk to people and patients in that home. I don't think the answer is putting a little camera in there to see. So we're going to test and see if mom is being abused. So we're going to make her the guinea pig. Where did this caregiver come from? Now, they relay this story about a woman who borrowed the camera and put it in her home because she thought her mom might be being abused, you know, by the caregiver. And the state's like, thank God, no, she wasn't. But we found that her mom wasn't being transferred properly by this caregiver. So we instructed the caregiver how to properly transfer her mom. Are you kidding me? Where did this aid come from? And you feel good about this because that was this aid. Did she come from a reputable service? Does she have a nurse? The nurse should be training her how to transfer the... What is going on? This is crazy. This drives me crazy. When I read this article, people could hear me screaming from my office. I'm sorry, but this is just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So, okay, I'm going to calm down now. And I need one of my survival tips of the week to de-stress after I read this article. Because the state thinks we're doing a good job, that this is good. You know, and they truly believe this. They think, okay, this is good. But no. Okay. So my survival tip of the week. I'm sorry. Sorry, men. This is for us women. And I'm going to do this in the next 5 minutes. Okay, so if you're stressed, we want you to eat some mood-boosting foods. So when we're stressed, sometimes we crave like ice cream, cookies, pretzels, and other sweet and starchy foods because they can have a soothing effect in some females. And that probably has to do with our low level of serotonin when we're stressed. You know, serotonin is that brain chemical that makes us feel calm and relaxed. So eating these particular carbs boost our serotonin levels so we do feel content and relaxed. You know, of course, you know, we want to watch the calories. So, all right, so let's eat four Hershey's Hershey kisses, and a handful of pretzels, and we're going to de-stress. And that's what I'm going to do right after this show, because I'm sorry I got so excited, but these things drive me crazy. If this week's show was helpful to you, or you know someone who would be helped by it, please tell them about it. They can subscribe to the show using iTunes. You can find links to the topics we just talked about in the show notes for today's episode at parentsareharttoraise.org. I'm here to help, so please tell me if there's something you're struggling with, and I'll try my best to include those topics in future shows. You can reach me through my website, dianeberardi.com. That's Diane with one N, B-E-R-A-R-D-I. You can follow me on Facebook at Parents Are Hard to Raise, and I tweet at Jersey Elder Care. Parents Are Hard to Raise is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next week.